many of us, I'm sure, want to read more often, right? Like actually make the time to sit down with a good book or a stack of articles. But then have you ever thought about measuring that reading? Kind of how we track our exercise or our sleep.
It's an intriguing concept, isn't it? This idea of applying the principles of the quantified self movement to our reading habits.
Exactly. We're diving into some fascinating research today that explores that very notion.
Quantifying physical activities, those are relatively straightforward to grasp, you know, steps taken, calories burnt.
Right.
But when we shift our focus to cognitive activities, like the intricate process of reading, it presents a unique set of challenges.
And that's where the research we're about to unpack comes in.
Indeed.
This study introduces what the researchers have dubbed Wordometer 2.0. It's an innovative system designed to, get this, actually count the number of words a person reads in a day. And here's a really fascinating part. It uses EOG glasses to do it.
The choice of glasses is quite interesting, actually. They opted for Jin's Meme glasses. And they're known for being affordable, comfortable to wear for long periods, and they have a pretty impressive battery life, which is crucial for this kind of real-world tracking.
And for anyone who might be a little, you know, concerned about privacy, it's important to highlight that these glasses, they don't have any cameras. No one's watching you read.
That's a critical point, I think, that really enhances the, you know, the acceptability of this kind of technology for everyday use.
Definitely. So how does Wordometer 2.0 actually work then?
So essentially, it's a three-step process. The first step is all about gathering the data. So as you'd expect, the EOG glasses are carefully recording your eye movements as you read.
Makes sense. So it's tracking every little flick and flit of your eye.
Precisely. Now, our eyes don't actually move smoothly across the page, even though it might feel that way. They make these rapid movements called saccades.
Saccades.
Yes, saccades. Think of them as jumps that your eyes make from one point to another as you read. So the second step that Wordometer 2.0 takes is detecting those saccades and differentiating between the ones moving forward and the ones darting back.
So it's like the system is mapping out the journey that your eyes are taking across each and every word.
You've got it. And then this is where it gets especially clever. Using a method called support vector regression, Wordometer 2.0 analyzes the features of your saccades, things like the speed, the direction, how often they're happening to estimate how many words your eyes are processing.
So it's almost as if the system is learning your own personal reading fingerprint.
Exactly.
To put Wordometer 2.0 to the test, the researchers had five participants read English essays on an iPad while they were wearing these Jin's Meme glasses.
And throughout those reading sessions, the researchers were meticulously recording timestamps to mark when each participant started and finished reading each paragraph, which allowed them to synchronize that EOG data, the eye movements, with the exact moments of engagement with the text.
And to figure out how accurate this new system was, they used two different ways to measure the error rate, right?
So with the first method, they calculated the average absolute error rate for each paragraph, which gave them a sense of how well the system was performing on these smaller chunks of text.
Okay, makes sense. And for the second one?
They calculated an overall absolute error rate looking at the entire reading session across all the paragraphs.
So a more big picture view of the accuracy.
Precisely. Particularly relevant when you think about tracking reading patterns over a longer period.
And this is where the results get particularly interesting, right?
When they use what they called user-independent training, which basically means the system was analyzing data from all the participants combined together, they found an average error rate of 11%.
11% error rate, okay.
But then, and this is a key finding, when they switched to what they called user-dependent training, so now the system was only looking at data from a single individual.
So much more personalized.
Exactly. And with this approach, the error rate dropped significantly down to just 3%.
Wow, from 11% to 3%, that's a huge improvement.
It really highlights something crucial about Wordometer 2.0.
Yeah.
It can actually learn and adapt to your unique reading patterns as it gets to know you better.
It's like having a reading buddy who becomes more in sync with your habits every time you pick up a book.
That's a great way to put it. And this adaptive capability, it opens up some really interesting possibilities for how this technology could be used in the future.
I can imagine personalized reading recommendations that go beyond just the genres you say you enjoy, but are actually based on how your eyes move across the page.
Exactly. Or think about a tool that could pinpoint those moments when your attention starts to drift away while you're reading an article, or maybe identify the sections you tend to reread several times.
That kind of granular data would be incredible for students, for educators, for anyone who really wants to get the most out of what they're reading.
It also makes you think about the bigger picture, the implications for learning and cognitive development.
Could this kind of technology even lead to tailored interventions for people with dyslexia or other reading challenges?
It's a really promising area for further research, with the potential to give us a much deeper understanding of how our brains process language and engage with the written word. But even if we set aside those more futuristic applications for a moment, just being able to accurately track how many words we read every day, that in itself has a lot of value, don't you think?
I do. It's kind of like fitness trackers. So many people are motivated to be more active, and they use those devices to monitor their progress and stay on track.
And Wordometer 2.0 could provide that same feedback loop for reading, helping us make it a more regular and fulfilling part of our lives.
Almost like a Fitbit for the brain. Instead of counting steps, we're counting words and potentially reaping all the cognitive benefits that come with reading more.
And let's not forget about the potential impact on our understanding of literature and how people absorb information in general.
Imagine researchers being able to analyze the reading patterns of thousands of individuals as they engage with the same text.
We could uncover these hidden layers of meaning, identify common points of confusion, and gain completely new insights into how different people process and interpret information.
The possibilities are pretty mind-blowing. It's really exciting stuff. But of course, with any new technology, especially one that deals with something as personal as our reading habits, we have to be mindful of the ethical implications.
Absolutely. Data privacy is paramount. We need to make sure that any information gathered about how people read is handled responsibly and always with the user's explicit consent.
Definitely. That conversation about ethical use has to go hand in hand with the technological development.
Absolutely.
But with the right safeguards in place, Wordometer 2.0 and other innovations like it, they have the potential to really transform how we approach reading, how we learn, how we connect with the written word.
I completely agree, and I think it's important to remember that we've only just begun to scratch the surface here.
It feels like we're on the cusp of something big.
It's true. This research opens up a whole new avenue for understanding something we do every day, but don't think much about how we as humans interact with what we read.
And as we wrap up, I wanted to circle back to something you said earlier about the future possibilities of this kind of technology.
Yes.
Because it really sparked my imagination, this idea of devices that aren't just tracking our reading passively, but actually responding to it in real time.
Right. Imagine an e-reader that could adjust the font size, the spacing between lines, maybe even the complexity of the language, all based on your unique eye movements.
That is a pretty incredible thought.
It could make reading a more efficient and enjoyable experience for everyone.
It really blurs the lines between us and the technology, between the reader and the text.
It does, and it leads to some really interesting questions about how technology is shaping not only what we read, but how we experience the act of reading itself.
And that brings us to the end of our deep dive for today.
I hope you found this exploration into the world of quantified reading as fascinating as we did.
We'll see you next time. Until then, happy reading, everyone.